Now, another question, Mark, that we asked the audience that kind of relates to this is, you know, the issue of, okay, so you've treated the patient has a partial response, now what do you do? Do you use maintenance, and if so, what type? Of course, this question is being studied in clinical trials, but you all need to make your decisions today. And there's a lot of PEM, and there's a lot of PEM-BEV, and actually a lot of BEV there in terms of maintenance, but a lot of maintenance, Mark, by the audience. So let's see what the faculty says about the same question. So again, we see a lot of PEM-BEV. I guess, Tom, it sounds a little bit like the Point Break trial Jyothi Patel is running, which we had hoped originally we were going to see at this meeting, but maybe in the fall we'll see that. But it looks like a lot of investigators are already moving to that regimen. Any thoughts about your own practice patterns in that regard?
I think most of us would agree that pemetrexed is a pretty well-tolerated therapy. I think a lot of people, it comes down to dealing with insurance companies and what your coverage status is in the state you're in. So in some states and some carriers don't cover pemetrexed with bevacizumab, and so people would use paclitaxel in that setting, and I think that's perfectly fine. So I think that probably drives what you use and where you practice, and I suspect that Jean-Charles is selecting that partially because, perhaps because of the cost of pemetrexed?
No, not because of the cost. It's because, I mean, when I deal with a metastatic patient, what I want is a strategy that will keep him okay as long as possible. So if I use all the good drugs at the beginning, what do I do after? So I really think PEM is a fantastic second line. So why should I use that upfront? I think you have more choices if you keep PEM for the second line than using it upfront.
I see.